So we are looking at the paper 3 and the fifth or the the unit F for this paper, and we are looking at the aspects of crystallography in this projection. So if you look at crystallography, we make use of X-rays in order to look at the structure of a crystal. Now, X-rays, as we know, are part of the electromagnetic family of radiations, and they can interact with the electron cloud of atoms. Now, so in atoms, we have seen in the last slides, in the last PPTs, that the electrons which are part of the atoms exist as a cloud, and you cannot talk about definite paths and so on. So the point is that these are charged particles, and X-rays can interact with those to give some sort of a diffraction as for any other electromagnetic rays. Now, typically, X-rays have wavelengths which are of the order of a few angstroms. So, the only difference is, if you look at the electromagnetic family, you have a variation in terms of wavelengths, starting from the gamma rays, which are of the order of, again, a few angstroms, to up to the radio waves, which can be in meters or even kilometers. So you have the gamma rays, then the X-rays, then UV, visible, and so on. So other than the fact that these have different wavelengths and therefore different frequencies or energies, they are all a part of the same family of electromagnetic radiations. However, if you talk about X-rays, the X-rays and the gamma rays both have wavelengths of the order of few angstroms, but the gamma rays are the origin of the gamma rays are different from that of the X-rays. So gamma rays originate from within the nucleus because of certain transitions in the nucleus, whereas X-rays are a result of interactions within the electron clouds. So if you have an electron which is knocked off from one of the inner orbits, so like I pointed out in the last PPT, this takes a lot of energy, because the electrons, the further you go away from the nucleus, okay, the lesser tightly bound they are, and therefore it is not as tightly bound. But if you look at the inner electrons, they are highly tightly bound by the nucleus. The closer they are, the more tightly they are bound, and so it is going to be difficult to get rid of the electrons from inside the nucleus. However, the thing here is that if you give enough energy, you can knock off an electron from the inner shells. And now what happens is, because there is a vacancy over there, that an electron from the upper shell will fall into that, and this difference in the energies is given off as can be given off as radiation, okay? Because the only reason there are different orbits or orbitals and whatever is because you cannot have all the electrons sitting in the same orbit due to Pauli exclusion principle. So you know that the energy difference is greater for the orbitals which are nearer to the nucleus, and therefore that E, which is equal to h nu, will have, if you the nu or the frequency which is involved, if that is calculated from the formula that speed is equal to c is equal to nu lambda, then you will get lambda of the order of few angstroms. So why this is being emphasized is that the spacing between adjacent atoms typically in a crystal is also of the order of few angstroms. So X-rays therefore are capable of being scattered by adjacent atoms in a crystal. So the spacing of atoms in a crystal is also of the order of few angstroms, and because of this the X-rays are capable of being scattered by atoms in a which are arranged in a crystal, and this can give rise to diffraction effects. So the result which is there is a diffraction pattern which can give you information about the internal arrangements of atoms in a crystal. तो किस तरीके से ये atoms का arrangement है, ये जो है it will give rise to a typical diffraction pattern. So what has to be remembered is that जो अपना crystal है इसका arrangement कैसा होता है, that is as a in a three dimensional way. जो crystals होता है these are a three dimensional arrangement of lattice points जिसपे क्या कहते हैं ये atoms रख रखा है, and so you have a three dimensional grating. Now if you remember to your experiments in your first year, you have done experiments on grating, okay? You have used a grating which is nothing but on a slab of glass you have lines which are ruled quite close together, और इन lines के बीच की दूरी जो है microns में है, micrometers, and then this you allow visible light to fall on it and you get a diffraction pattern. So what is important is that इस टाइप के effects देखने के लिए आपके जो spacing है वो करीब करीब of the order of magnitude of the radiation होना चाहिए. Okay, if it is something much larger than that you cannot see it. So instead of X-rays, agar aap ye visible light use karoge to atoms cannot act as scattering centers for visible light, okay, for this reason. So it cannot see literally, kyunki think about it, you have the waves, if the wavelength is much larger, then एक पॉइंट से दूसरे पॉइंट पे पहुंचने पर इट कैन नॉट रियली सी द फाइनर डिटेल्स इन बिटवीन. सो दिस इज़ वेरी इम्पॉर्टेंट. किसी भी टाइप की डिफ्रैक्शन इफेक्ट्स या इंटरफ्रेंस इफेक्ट्स वगैरह आपको देखना है तो जो वेवलेंथ आप यूज़ कर रहे हैं ये वेवलेंथ होना चाहिए ऑफ द ऑर्डर ऑफ मैग्नीट्यूड ऑफ द ऑब्स्टिकल. इस केस में अपन एटम्स के देख रहे हैं. नाउ इस स्लाइड में, स्लाइड नंबर टू में आपको एक पिक्चर दिख रहा है जिस विच इज़ दी फोटोग्राफ ऑफ एन ओरिजिन ऑफ द ओरिजिनल एक्सरे स्पेक्ट्रोमीटर विच वॉज मेड बाय विलियम ब्रैग एंड दिस इज़ केप्ट एट लीड्स यूनिवर्सिटी इन इंग्लैंड. नाउ एक्सरे डिफ्रैक्शन इन फैक्ट इट्सेल्फ वॉज फर्स्ट डिस्कवर्ड बाय लॉवे, ओके, वॉन लॉवे, मैक्सवेल वॉन लॉवे. And we'll see what is the Loewe diffraction afterwards. So now, to see how this happens, on slide number 3 you have a figure. इस figure में एक regular arrangement, it's a two-dimensional arrangement over here for simplicity. एक two-dimensional crystal यहाँ दिखाया है, but remember this is actually in three dimensions. So you have these arrangements of the atoms. Those spheres are the atoms, or actually speaking, the ions. Now, HKL diya hai, these are your Miller indices. So each plane will have a particular HKL, okay, which we have already seen in our earlier slides. You remember what your Miller, if you take the reciprocal of the intercepts made by the planes, then you normalize it and find the common factor and so on, and you convert this into a whole number, you get what is known as the Miller indices HKL. But right now, don't worry about that. So just look at this arrangement of the atoms. So this is a very regular arrangement, as you can see. And typically, between two planes, you have a separation D. So consider a crystal which is made up of equidistant parallel planes of atoms, as is shown in this figure. Let the distance between the planes be D. Now, consider a monochromatic beam of X-rays of some wavelength lambda, okay, with a common wave front falling at an angle theta on these planes. So, wo jo figure jo diya hai, isme dikhaya hai. And then what happens is, the atoms scatter these X-rays almost uniformly in all the directions. ठीक है, अब कोई प्रेफर्ड डायरेक्शन है ऐसा नहीं है. सो इट कैन स्कैटर इन ऑल ऑल पॉसिबल डायरेक्शंस. सो कंसिडर टू ऑफ द इनकमिंग एक्सरेज. वन जो फिगर में दिया है, फॉलिंग ऑन एन एटम एट ई, सो यू हैव ओ ई, एंड अनदर वन विच फॉल्स ऑन द एटम एट ए. नाउ ए एंड ई are two atoms which are in the same plane, and they have a certain separation between them. So, right, there's a mistake there. It should be O prime A falling on an atom at A. So, let this angle at which it falls be theta with respect to the topmost plane. ये figure में ये दिख रहा है, किस angle में ये गिर रहा है? ये है थीटा. बट थीटा इज नॉट द एंगल ऑफ इंसिडेंस एज वी यूजली से, बिकॉज एंगल ऑफ इंसिडेंस इज डिफाइंड एज द एंगल बिटवीन द इंसिडेंट रे एंड द नॉर्मल. बट हियर वी आर लुकिंग एट थीटा, विच इज द एंगल बिटवीन द इंसिडेंट रे एंड द हॉरिजॉन्टल ओवर देयर. सो आफ्टर हिटिंग दीज एटम्स एट ए एंड ई, लेट देम बी स्कैटर्ड इन द डायरेक्शंस ए पी एंड E P prime. Okay. So if you look at this, the angle, so you can consider this as a reflection. So the angle they make, okay, will be also theta with respect to the topmost plane. Okay. So now look at the path differences. Now the path length of the rays O EP and O prime AP are the same. Okay, so they arrive at P and P prime in phase with each other and also forms a common wavefront. So far there is nothing unique about it. Dono ka path jo hai exactly equally hai, aur ye dono jo hai it will reach in phase. And they will have a common wavefront. But things are slightly different if you consider an incoming beam O prime C. So, jo O prime A hai, wohi beam jo hai agar penetrate karke atom C pe girta hai. Okay, A pe girke reflect hoke P tak pahuncha hai. Lekin abhi ye continue karke, if it falls on C, then also it is going to be reflected to a point, let us say P double prime. Now, EB and ED are parallel to the incident and scattering wavefronts respectively. See, from the figure you can see this. EB and ED. Okay. So right. So then the total path O prime C pre C P prime is longer than O E P prime or O prime A P by a quantity which is equal to B C D. Okay. Agar ye O C P prime P double prime or I'm sorry O prime C P double prime and if you look at O prime this yeah O E P prime right so unlike in the case of O prime AP and OEP prime, here there is it is traveling through this extra distance BC plus BC plus CD. So this quantity is actually a 2BC because BC and CD are equal, and so the total path difference, which is BCD, is equal to BC plus CD, is simply you can write as 2BC. Now from this figure you can see BC is equal to EC sine theta and in turn EC is the separation between the atoms which are sitting at E and C or in the two adjacent planes. So that is equal to D, the separation between the planes. Okay. Therefore, delta is 2BC or delta is the path difference which is equal to 2D sine theta. Now, we know from diffraction principles that if the scattering from two consecutive planes, that means which are one after the other, if they are in phase with one another, then delta, the path difference can have integral values of lambda. So these have the integral multiples of the wavelength. Whereas if they are out of phase, that means 180 degrees out of phase, then see from this figure you can see if they are in phase, the crest of one will overlap the crest of the other and the trough of the other. Of one will overlap with the trough of the other and you get a constructive interference. Whereas if they are out of phase, the crest of one overlaps the trough of the other and they sort of cancel out and you have what is called as destructive interference. So essentially if the scattering from two consecutive planes, if they are in phase with each other, then the path difference is equal to integral multiple of the wavelength. Now n can be 1, it can be 0, 1, 2, 3, etc. So this gives the order of the reflection. So you have the first order, second order, etc. You must have seen this for a visible spectrum when you did a grating. So as the order increases, you can see it becomes more and more faint, but they are visible. So the condition for in-phase scattering by a set of equidistant parallel planes in a crystal is given by 2d sine theta is equal to n lambda. Now this looks to be a very simple thing, but this is quite a very important and a revolutionary formula which describes crystallography. So this expression is called the Bragg's law, after W. L. Bragg, who first derived it. And it looks very similar to your usual diffraction, this thing, and diffraction path conditions in a grating. So on slide number 7, the picture of William Bragg is given. Now, it is quite interesting. William W. L. Bragg and his father, in fact, W. Henry, H. Bragg, William Henry Bragg, the father-son duo got the Nobel Prize in 1915. 1915 mein dono ko joint Nobel Prize mila tha for the development of X-ray diffraction from a crystal. And Bragg, W. L. Bragg us time was only 25 years old. Aur abhi tak physics mein sabse youngest person ko ye jo Nobel Prize mila hai, wo hai W. L. Bragg. In fact, for quite some time, kafi time tak ye he was the youngest Nobel laureate, in fact. Lekin abhi jo hai Peace Prize wagera, this one, they in that have been given to people who are 18 years old and so on. Okay, Malala, for example. But in physics, he still is the youngest recipient of the Nobel Prize. So it just goes to show, just as in the case of de Broglie. De Broglie kabhi bahut hi revolutionary, but bahut short or derivation tha by using a step of logic. Or similarly, Bragg ne bhi yahi is type ki work kiya tha. Anyway, so what you have to remember is that this whole process works because the diffracted beams arise only for certain discrete values of theta, which the Bragg's condition is fulfilled. So शुरुआत में अपन ने देखा था, फॉर एग्जाम्पल दी अर्लियर स्लाइड्स में वी हैव सीन दैट इफ यू लुक एट दी स्कैटरिंग प्रोसेस, जब एक्सरे एटम पे गिरता है द एटम इटसेल्फ स्कैटर्स इट इन ऑल पॉसिबल डायरेक्शंस, लेकिन अगर इंटरफेरेंस इफेक्ट्स देखेंगे तो जहाँ ब्रैग्स कंडीशन पूरा हो रहा है वहीं जो है कंस्ट्रक्टिव वेव फ्रंट्स आपको मिलेगा जो सुपरपोज करके आ जाता है. सो देर इज अ डिस्क्रीट वैल्यू ऑफ थीटा. नाउ योर ब्रैग्स इफेक्ट सेज दैट 2D साइन थीटा इज इक्वल टू एन लैम्डा. ऑल राइट, तो अगर ये यूज करेंगे सो द वैल्यू ऑफ थीटा ranges from 0 to 1, hai na? Sine 0 is 0 and sine 90 is 1. So the maximum value of sine theta is only 1. So if you use this in the Bragg condition, we get that n lambda upon 2d has to be less than or equal to 1. Okay? Or at best, n lambda can only be equal to 2d. इसका क्या मतलब है कि ये जो लामडा अपन यूज़ कर रहे हैं ऑब्जर्व करने के लिए क्रिस्टल से डिफ्रैक्शन, उसका वैल्यू जो है लैटिस स्पेसिंग के ट्वाइस से ज़्यादा नहीं हो सकता. इट कैन नॉट बी ग्रेटर देन 2D. ओके, इफ इट इज़ सो देन डिफ्रैक्शन कैन नॉट ऑकर. So again, to repeat, the diffracted beams arise only for certain discrete values of theta for which Bragg's condition is fulfilled, or the path difference has to be equal to 2d sine theta, which is equal to n lambda. Thus the condition for in-phase scattering by a set of equidistant parallel planes is given by this formula: 2d sine theta is equal to n lambda, and this is your Bragg's law, which is named after W. L. Bragg, who first derived it. So, like I said earlier, it is actually Loewe who came up with the equations, okay, or Loewe who observed scattering in crystals. So scattering in crystals by X-rays. So let us look at what the Loewe equation is. So here, without going too much into the derivations of these things, ए बी सी जो है ये अपन कंसिडर कर रहे हैं तीन वैक्टर्स ए बी सी जो कि प्रिमिटिव लैटिस वैक्टर्स है एक क्रिस्टल का, और ये क्या है अपन ने पहले ही कवर किया है, राइट? दीज आर दी लेंथ्स ऑफ दी साइड्स, ओके? इफ यू लुक इन एनी सिस्टम इन अ आर्बिट्ररी सिस्टम विद एन आर्बिट्ररी ओरिजिन, सो ए बी सी अगर प्रिमिटिव लैटिस वैक्टर्स है किसी भी क्रिस्टल लैटिस का, एंड उसमें आप कोई एक एटम को लीजिए जो कि पॉइंट एक्स पर लोकेटेड है, सो दैट पॉइंट इज गिवन बाय पी ए प्लस क्यू बी प्लस आर सी, ओके? नाउ हियर दैट मीन्स जस्ट लाइक यू राइट एनी वैक्टर, ओके? यू कैन राइट दिस एज लेट अस से ए एक्स और ए एक्स प्लस बी वाई प्लस सी जेड और सम सच थिंग, ओके? कोई भी वैक्टर्स है तो ए बी सी को आप बेसिक प्रिमिटिव वैक्टर्स यूज़ करें तो एक पॉइंट से दूसरे पॉइंट पर जाने से क्या मिल जाता है, दिस ट्रांसलेशन गिव्स यू अनदर लैटिस पॉइंट, और उस एक एक लैटिस पॉइंट पर जो है एटम्स रखा है, और ये एटम्स दे आर केपेबल ऑफ डिफ्रैक्टिंग और स्कैटरिंग एक्स रेस. So consider an atom X at the point X with these coordinates. So these points are an integer linear combination of primitive vectors. इसलिए अपन ये P, Q और R जो है these are simply some linear combination. It could be plus, it could be minus. So you get the corresponding translation vector. Now let K be the incoming wave vector and K prime being the outgoing or diffracted wave vector, okay? Remember K is inversely proportional to the length, so incoming wave vector ko apan K maan le aur scatter karke jo dusre direction mein jate hai usko K prime maan le, to ye path difference delta K jo hai is equal to K prime minus K, okay? And this is what we call as the scattering vector, or also it can be called as a transferred wave vector, and obviously it, since it is a difference, it measures the change between the two wave vectors. Now understand this, this is a vector quantity, so here change can mean both in magnitude and direction. So we have to look at now what we call as the concept of a reciprocal lattice. So you can consider this a set of reciprocal lattice vectors G which determines the possible X-ray reflections. So because of the Laue conditions, the difference in momentum between the incoming and diffracted X-rays of a crystal gives you the reciprocal lattice vector, because you're looking at, what are you looking at? The difference between incoming K and the outgoing K prime. Okay, so this difference is the what do you call, the difference in the momentum between the incoming and the outgoing X-rays of a crystal. So in fact, so what it gives you is a reciprocal lattice vector delta K. So the X-ray diffraction pattern of a crystal can therefore be used to determine the reciprocal vectors of the lattice, and from this you can look at the atomic arrangement of a crystal. So basically what happens is, if you construct the because K prime क्या है, K पे गिरने के बाद जो scatter हो रहा है, so if that happens and you now construct a set of points which consists of the reciprocal lattices, then when it falls on these you have a diffraction which occurs. So from this we can come to know about the way the atoms are arranged in a crystal. So if you look at the concept of a Brillouin zone, it is nothing but the Wigner site's primitive cell in reciprocal lattice space. So if you remember what your Wigner site's primitive cell was, how did you draw that? Like arrangement of lattices le lo, ek koi ek particular lattice point ko le lo, aur usse straight lines draw karo to the all the neighboring possible points. अब इन लाइंस का क्या करना चाहिए, जो एक पर्टिकुलर एटम ले लिया और दूसरे एटम तक आपने ज्वाइन किया, ऐसे नेबरिंग जितने भी है आपने ज्वाइन करने के बाद, यू टेक द परपेंडिकुलर बाइसेक्टर्स ऑफ दीस. रिमेंबर, अलाउ दीस परपेंडिकुलर बाइसेक्टर्स टू कट ईच अदर. तो जो वो एनक्लोज करेगा, दैट इज योर प्रिमिटिव सेल और योर विग्नर साइट्स सेल. And that will be the minimum volume cell. The same process. So draw the points, but here now the points are drawn in the reciprocal lattice space, and repeat the same procedure, and the resulting figure, and this is of course you have to remember it is a three-dimensional thing, is what we call as the Brillouin zone. So simply defined, a Brillouin zone is the Wigner site's primitive cell in the reciprocal lattice. So now let us look at what these Loewe spots are. So what Loewe, like I said, in the early 1900s, Loewe noticed that if you allow X-rays to fall on a crystal and you look at allow the diffracted beams or keep a photographic plate, you get a certain pattern. और ये जो figure दिखाया है slide number 11 पर, ये ऐसा है कि you can see there is a regular distribution of the dots. Okay, ये dots जो है they are, or the spots are what we call as the Loewe spots. और जो center में जो beam है वो है जो actual beam गिरता है. Okay, and this doesn't get deviated. So in a Loewe diffraction pattern in X-rays, you get a regular array or arrangement of spots which form on the photographic plate. Now this is because there is a regularity, क्योंकि अपन ने देखा है कि ये scattering जो है, this doesn't happen for any and all values. It only happens for certain values, which we have seen is what happens when you when it satisfies the Bragg conditions. So right, so when the thin beam of X-rays falls on a crystal and satisfy the Loewe or the Bragg condition, they will combine in phase to produce an intense regularly spaced spots on a film or a plate which are concentric. You can see ye, you can count a number of rings around the middle central spot, and they have a common center, which is that place at which the X-ray first falls. So the central beam passes without any deviation. Now there are two ways of doing this. This is, one is the rotating crystal method. In this method, a single crystal rotates in such a way that one of its axes is normal to the beam of the X-rays which falls on it. So agar aap ek crystal, a single crystal le lo, it has several planes on it. To aap kya karoge, isko is tarike se mount karega ki uska jo bhi axis hai, ye jo beam of X-rays jo gir rahe, uske the axis of that crystal is normal to this beam of X-rays which fall on it. फिर एक सिलेंड्रिकल फिल्म रखो, और ये क्या हो जाएगा, डिफ्रैक्टेड जो बीम्स है दे विल फॉल ऑन द फोटोग्राफिक फिल्म. नाउ व्हाट यू डू इज यू रोटेट द क्रिस्टल अबाउट द एक्सिस व्हिच वाज चोजन, The crystal is rotated so that at some point, किसी न किसी पॉइंट पर ये जो बीम ऑफ एक्सरेज गिर रहे दे विल फॉल एट सच एन एंगल थीटा विच सेटिस्फाइज द ब्रैग्स कंडीशन फॉर पॉजिटिव री एनफोर्समेंट विच इज 2D साइन थीटा इज इक्वल टू एन लामडा. और इसके कारण से एक डिफ्रैक्टेड रे ऑप्टेन हो जाता है जो कि फिल्म के ऊपर गिरता है और इट विल फॉर्म अ स्पॉट. नाउ यू नो दैट इफ यू मेक एन एंगल थीटा इन टू डायमेंशंस और उसको आप एक कोन के शेप में रोटेट करो, इट विल ऑलवेज फॉर्म द सेम एंगल थीटा. सो यू कैन इमेजिन फॉर एवरी एंगल ऑफ डिफ्रैक्शन एक कोन जो बनता है जो कि वही एंगल थीटा रहता है जिसमें. सो बाय चेंजिंग द एक्सिस और द ओरिएंटेशन ऑफ द क्रिस्टल वी कैन ऑब्टेन द डिफ्रैक्शन पैटर्न फॉर द क्रिस्टल. सो दिस इज द रोटेटिंग क्रिस्टल मेथड. इससे सिंगल क्रिस्टल्स के लिए ये हाईली इफेक्टिव है. बट द प्रॉब्लम विद दिस इज एक एक बार आपको इसको रीओरिएंट करके रोटेट करना पड़ेगा एंड दैट इज क्वाइट टीडियस. बट इफ इट इज अ सिंगल क्रिस्टल इट इज वेरी रिवॉर्डिंग और आपको अच्छा रिजल्ट मिल जाता है. नाउ इसके जगह देर इज अनदर मेथड विच इज द डिबाय शरर मेथड. इन दिस इंस्टेड ऑफ सिंगल क्रिस्टल वन यूजेस a powder sample. Now if you use a powder sample there will be a lot of tiny crystals which are oriented at different angles with respect to the x-ray beam. So ek powder sample mein powder aakhir mein kya hai ek aapne you have crushed and powdered it and this is usually of the order of microns aur isme you can imagine ek collection of powder mein kareeb kareeb sare डायरेक्शन में फेस करते हुए छोटे छोटे क्रिस्टलाइट्स बनती है. सो वॉट यू हैव इफेक्टिवली इज अ पॉली क्रिस्टलाइन सैम्पल. सो पॉली क्रिस्टलाइन होने की वजह से क्या हो जाएगा, भले किसी भी एंगल में एक्सरे आ रहा है, किसी ना किसी क्रिस्टल इस कलेक्शन में से उसका एक्सिस ऐसे होगा जो कि ब्रैग कंडीशन को सेटिस्फाई करते हैं. सो दिस मीन्स that we do not have to orient the sample at any particular angle and you can make a recording for this thing. Record the diffraction pattern, matlab ek particular angle mein orient karo, diffraction pattern le lo, fir usko wapas reorient karo, ye sab karne ki zarurat nahi hai. You don't have to do that, you don't have to change the angle. You don't have to reorient the specimen in different ways. So for every angle there will be a few crystals which are so oriented that the Bragg diffraction condition is met. So what you get is something like this, what is shown in that figure on the right. Okay, so ek ye jo sample pe jo x-ray girta hai uske charon taraf jo hai aap ek you put a in a device shutter camera, what you use is the film is mounted in a sort of a circle like that or x-ray ek end se aata hai, sample pe girta hai, sample is usually mounted in a very thin capillary aur fir diffract hoke aapko pattern mil jata hai. So you have these, the cones are shown over here, ek ek cone jo hai, एक एक कोन का जो विथ रेस्पेक्ट टू द वर्टिकल एक्सिस फॉर्म्स अ फिक्स्ड एंगल बट द डिफरेंट कोन्स हैव डिफरेंट एंगल्स और रिजल्टिंग जो कोन्स है वेर एवर दे टच द फील्ड यू हैव दीज कॉन्सेंट्रिक सर्कल्स विच आर फॉर्म्ड. नाउ एक्चुअली द डिफ्रैक्टेड बीम इज कंपोज्ड ऑफ अ लार्ज नंबर ऑफ वेरी क्लोज लाइन स्पॉट्स ऑन द फिल्म. सो इट लुक्स ऑलमोस्ट लाइक अ लाइन, इन फैक्ट अ कर्व्ड लाइन. और ये सेंट्रल स्पॉट जो है दैट इज द प्लेस वेयर द एक्सरे हैज एंटर्ड एंड वेयर इट हैज एग्जिटेड. सो सिमिलर पॉइंट्स यू विल गेट ऑन टू साइड्स. तो इस फिल्म को आप सीधा करोगे तो ये जो ब्लू में दिया है उस टाइप का पैटर्न आपको नजर आता है. सो दिस स्लाइड ओवर हियर, दिस लास्ट वन, दिस शोज अ टिपिकल डिबाय शरर कैमरा. ओके, यू कैन सी इनसाइड इट लुक्स समथिंग लाइक अ टिफिन बॉक्स और वो साइड में जो है ये फिल्म जो है उसको माउंट करते हैं. और फिल्म को दो साइड्स में पंच करके उसको फिट कर देते हैं उधर। पंच इसलिए करना पड़ता है, आपको वो जो कॉनिकल चीज़ें नज़र आ रहे हैं, दैट इज़ वेयर द एक्सरे एंटर्स एंड देन इज टेकन आउट, एंड द मेन बीम एंटर्स फ्रॉम दैट साइड एंड गोज़ अवे फ्रॉम दैट साइड। और स्कैटर्ड जो है वो बाकी, अगर स्पेसिमेन नहीं होता आपको खाली वो सेंट्रल बीम ही नज़र आता, स्पेसिमेन जैसे रखते हैं तो वो स्कैटर करके वो ये जो फिल्म माउंट किया है उसके ऊपर जाके गिर के यू विल गेट दोज क्लासिक स्पॉट्स। सो यू कैन सी देर इज़ अ रेड थिंग इन द मिडल, दैट इज़ इट हैज़ अ वेरी थिन कैपिलरी। उस कैपिलरी में ये पाउडर सैंपल्स आपका भर के रखते हैं फॉर डिफ्रैक्शन। नाउ इट हैज़ टू बी थिन बिकॉज दे कैन बी अब्जॉर्ब बाई दी वॉट यू कॉल दी साइड्स ऑफ द कैपिलरी ट्यूब द स्पेसिमेन इट्स सेल्फ एक्सेट्रा। इट डजेंट पेनिट्रेट अ वेरी ग्रेट डील, सो यू वॉन्ट गेट अ गुड इंटेंसिटी इफ सो देर आर दोज आर अदर एस्पेक्ट्स, ये अपन नहीं देखेंगे अभी। सो दिस इज अबाउट दी डिबाई शेरर एंड दी रोटेटिंग क्रिस्टल मेथड। एंड नाउ डेज इंस्टेड ऑफ यूजिंग अ कैमरा वी यूज़ अ डिटेक्टर एंड द सैम्पल इज माउंटेड, दी वॉट यू कॉल एक्सरे इज अलाउड टू फॉल ऑन द सैम्पल, ओके, एंड ईदर द सैम्पल इज रोटेटेड और द एक्सरे ट्यूब इटसेल्फ इज रोटेटेड, सो दैट यू गेट अ डिफ्रैक्शन पैटर्न। द डिटेक्टर विल लुक एट द काउंट्स इंस्टेड ऑफ टेकिंग अ फोटोग्राफिक दिस थिंग रिकॉर्डिंग, वन यूजेज अ डिटेक्टर विच इट काउंट द नंबर ऑफ स्कैटर्ड एक्सरेज एंड इट डज दिस एट डिफरेंट एंगल्स एंड यू गेट अ क्लासिक और द टिपिकल एक्सरे डिफ्रैक्शन पैटर्न इन विच यू हैव अ नंबर ऑफ पीक्स एज अ फंक्शन ऑफ टू थीट। सो दिस इज अबाउट बट देन सो दिस फिनिशेस ऑफ द क्रिस्टल और द क्रिस्टलोग्राफी एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ यूनिट 1, एंड सो आई विल स्टॉप ओवर हियर।